basement and broken love on the street.
Kayla and
Trisha.
You had to hesitate about that a little bit. It is on.
That's not the right mic.
Sorry. Trisha's now on.
Hi, I'm on, I think. I feel like I'm on.
You are
probably
on. You are on.
Exciting.
I promise.
Yeah,
so this is WMFO Medford. And you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
That was Do You Wanna by the Kooks, which is, they're going to be in Boston at the Orpheum Theater. And we are going to go and see them.
It's going to be a fun time.
It is going to be a fun time.
For the Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah, I was in Boston on Friday and I knew it was near the Commons, the theater. And I saw, you know how they have those cool alleys that are kind of like their own streets?
Yeah.
It's in one of those.
Oh,
it's cool.
Rad.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be something in a TV show. It's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know, last time someone called in.
Oh yeah.
You were on the panel.
Yeah.
So I feel like if that happens again, It's gonna be a struggle. Yeah.
I'll help you. I'll use my success to guide you.
Yeah.
When I successfully press the buttons in the right order.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
I felt very accomplished.
You should. Yeah, last week we had a really good conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. It was
about
birds. Aren't real.
Birds aren't real. I made it into my documentary for
cool.
class.
That was cool.
It was a big portion, actually, the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah.
But, we'll see what kind of... We'll try to get a good one. I don't think anything's going to be as good as that one, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to some music. And this is a song by Interpol.
I love Interpol. What's the next one? What Interpol song is called?
To the night, she swears I'm
what's up. We have a PSA for you right now.
The need for blood is constant. From accidents.
What is that? You know, you just jumped right into that. I want an introduction. I always give an introduction. Come on. Come on, Trisha.
Be a hero, blood. The need for blood is
constant. Okay, we're just going with it.
The need for blood is constant. From accident victims and premature babies to cancer patients and those with blood disorders. Every day, heroes like you can help save up to 3 lives with just 1 blood donation. Be a hero. Donate blood. Make your appointment today. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
You did that very enthusiastically.
I mean, well, it's a serious subject, man, donating blood. I'm actually just very tired and have no enthusiasm.
I mean, I feel that.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, aren't we all? But you know what? President's Week, and we have a day off tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That means we can sleep.
I want to study.
You're going to study? Girl, I don't think anyone can hear you when you're talking that far away.
I have to go to work. I can't talk. Don't let me talk. I'm so tired. Say something.
Okay. You know what? Okay. So, the next song I'm going to play is a new song by Catfish and the Bottlemen. And they're one of my favorite bands. And I heard this song, like, on YouTube Live one time. Like, someone just took a video of it, and, you know, it was bad quality and everything. So they finally released the single. And I'm like, you know, the mixing on the song is not very good.
Oh.
I feel like usually their music has this really cool, like, space to it where it feels like it's surrounding you.
Uh-huh.
But this one doesn't. And I'm a little disappointed. Because whoever mastered this song needs to do a better job.
Well, I haven't heard this song.
So yeah, so we're going to play it. It's called Fluctuate.
Because who doesn't want to fluctuate?
I don't know who doesn't want to fluctuate.
I don't know.
Okay. We're going to have a conspiracy crackdown next time we talk.
Cool. Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Here it goes.
Push back on my plans. You stayed up, Christ, I love it. And I'd ride off every chance that I've ever had with someone. If should this mean the start, you switch my faith and phone off. Just sat there sifting through my demos that I've never had with someone. Push back on my plans. You've waited up, Christ, I love you. I'd write off every glance that I've ever had with someone. If should this mean the start, you switch my faith, now phone off. Just sat there sifting through my B-sides that I've never had with someone. Cause why pass all the times the disciplines led me. Let me to you. Do it.
never had before. The season changed. You will remain like you never had before. Like you never had before.
Hey guys, guess what time it is? Conspiracy crackdown. That was lame today. I was waiting for you, and then you were just like, conspiracy.
I didn't know we were doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. So, that was just a song that I got randomly off of a Spotify playlist, and I've actually heard it before. I just forgot it was that one. See, my problem is I go on these playlists and when I like a song or something, I forget to put it on my library. Yep. Or whatever.
I got you, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Like, I like the song, but I don't love it. It reminds me too much of emo. Mm. Like, to be honest. Yeah, I'm getting too many flashbacks. More. But it's actually a girl singer, which Trisha was like, it's surprising. Okay, so conspiracy. We she has her hood on right now. She hasn't taken her jacket off.
I'm very cold. I'm from California.
Okay. She's from California.
Let's just do the conspiracy. Don't worry about me.
You gotta give me some commentary.
I will.
Okay, good. So this one is called QAnon, and it's a pro-Trump conspiracy. And it's this thing, this person who is online and he posts cryptic messages about news and stuff, but it's supposed to be in favor of Trump. And it's the guy's name is Q, and then Anon is for all his followers. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of funny because I'm reading this article on the Daily Beast, and then this person says, quote, QAnon is unusual, according to University of Miami professor Joseph Usinski, because it offers Republicans an alternative view of the world when they already control nearly the entire government. Isn't that funny? Like, usually the opposition would try to put propaganda out there, but it's the people that actually are in control. Usually, quote, conspiracy theories are for losers, Usinski said.
I like that quote.
I know, right? Because, I mean, are we not losers?
That was very deep, but that just turned back on us so fast, so mad. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I don't know either. But it also says normally you don't expect the winning party to use them except when they're in trouble. I guess they're in trouble. I'm going to read you a sample message by Q. Uh-huh. Think SC vote to confirm coming. No name action. Every dog has its day. Enjoy the show. Q. What?
And his followers try to decode this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens. So no name is supposed to be John McCain. SC is Supreme Court. Every dog has its day is the cryptic part. Oh, okay. So think Supreme Court vote to confirm John McCain action. Every dog has its day. Is he saying that he's going to die? Because anyone would have predicted that. He wasn't doing well towards the end. Or if it's Supreme Court, it's probably about Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. So this person.
This is a recent thing.
Yeah, I think. June. Mm-hmm. June. So, I mean, I guess, like, he was ahead of the curve.
He was ahead of the curve.
I guess.
So, are we saying that possibly this Q guy is also psychic?
No, like, they think that this person might be working for the Trump. Like, the whole thing is they think he might be working in the Trump administration. No, this person. Yeah.
What if it's Mike Pence?
It would be really funny if it was Mike Pence. He'd actually have.
What if it's Donald Trump himself?
Honestly,
I feel like
anything can happen.
I feel like he's not smart enough to pull this off, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But he does go on Twitter a lot.
That is true.
So.
No, and this guy is like a tweeter.
Yeah, that's here's wild. What this thing. QAnon fans are obsessed with finding proof that whoever is behind Q is actually connected to the Trump administration. During one Trump trip to Asia, Q posted some pictures of islands which supporters seized on as proof that Q was on Air Force One. Q is also fond of predicting Trump tweets that, in retrospect, don't exactly require top secret clearance. That Trump will tweet Saturday on Small Business Day Saturday or Juneteenth on June 19th. Okay, that part didn't really make sense. But I didn't know about this.
I didn't know about this either. Apparently that's like a wide...
I know. I kind of want to read more on this because I did this really quickly and I'm like, ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, I never know about our conspiracies until, like...
5 minutes before we present them.
We have a learning segment in which we learn along with the listeners out there.
True.
And, you know, I love this learning here.
We learn with the listeners.
And who knew?
Yeah.
QAnon. QA.
QAnon, whatever.
QAnon. Q. Why does he call himself Q?
Oh, Q is like a, it's a top secret term they use in the government for stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Look, so much learning. Weird. That's crazy. It's wild.
I don't know. I think it's so funny in that it's like, supports Trump, though. I don't know what to think about this. I want to see more examples of QAnon tweets. It was on 4chan, and then it went to, like, 8chan or whatever. And, like, I don't know what that means, but you do CompSci, so you should know if that... Okay. Okay. We're looking up QAnon posts right now.
We're still doing more posts.
Oh, wait, this is a YouTube video. We are not doing that.
to fill the airspace with random rambling. It's quite cold outside.
It's really not that bad.
I'm freezing to death. I've got my hood up in the studio. Never been so cold.
Oh my god. It was originally called The Storm and The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening was a legit thing that happened in, like, the 1800s or something.
The Third Great Awakening. Right.
Its proponents have been called a deranged conspiracy cult.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was crazy.
Oh, they, QAnon adherents began appearing at Trump rallies. I want to know more about this. We might have to do part two on... Yeah. Oh, Calm Before the Storm is one of the first tweets or something it did, so that's why it's referred to as The Storm.
Cool.
All right.
So, was that our conspiracy then?
I think that's our conspiracy for today.
Alright.
It wasn't as funny as birds can't, or birds aren't real, but...
This one's making me think,
though. It is making me think. So, we'll have to return.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Conspiracy Crackdown.
We need to play some more songs.
Yeah.
The next one we got is The Strokes, classic. I like his name. What's his name? Julian Casablancas or something.
Oh, he's the lead
singer. He's the lead singer of The Strokes.
Oh, because I know... his, like, solo stuff, and then I know the story, and I never put it together.
Ooh, you learn something new every day.
I learn something new. Okay, people.
Okay, we're gonna play Reptilia.
Thank you.
we just want to say thank you for listening, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5.
You know what channel it is.
You know. We don't know.
WMFO Medford loves you.
All right. We're going to play you out.
Stripes or White Keys is out.
With one more song.
Bye.
Bye.
What song is it?
It feels good for the first time in a long time now.